So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, and she is playing down at Alexander's Live alongside a band next Saturday, the 4th of June.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and most people will know you from your hit song Walking on Sunshine, which is actually one of my favourite songs. I'm intrigued to know how your story began and what your history is.
Okay, well, hi, Ruth. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Wow, it's a real honour that Walking on Sunshine is one of your favourite songs.
It really is.
It's pretty uplifting. I mean, people seem to use it. It's like a purposeful song.
It is.
I think people use it for all kinds of reasons, you know, when the sun is shining or a wedding or a birthday, a happy occasion, New Year's or something like that. I've even known it to be used at the odd funeral.
To uplift everybody.
it's kind of like a multi-purpose song. It's always been fun to be associated with a fun song rather than a dreary ballad, especially especially after 2 years of the hell that globally we've all been through. You know, and the music business was hit really, really hard, and so it's nice to be back and to have positive songs to sing, to come back with, because, you know, in the break, in the two-year break, I was just sort of losing my self-confidence.
I know what you mean.
Losing my mojo. I mean, you know, it's even like any kind of crowd, any kind of social situation, I just found really, really stressful.
Social anxiety.
That's right. And it's amazing how quickly we get out of the habit of just doing normal, mundane, day-to-day things. I mean, let alone getting up on stage and kind of thinking, well, how do I do this? Can I do this? Who am I?
Where am I? What planet am I on?
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, I've done a couple of gigs now because they're starting to happen again.
Yes.
And it didn't take too long for me to get back out on stage and kind of remember who I was.
Amazing.
You know, but, you know, like I said, getting back to Walking on Sunshine, it's always nice to have such a feel-good, positive song, kind of to fall back on. I mean, it's always been my safety net. Obviously, I sort of do it last in the set. Yeah. Otherwise, people would just, they'd raise their phones, get their snap, and then
they're waiting for it, bated breath.
Exactly.
So you've recently released a brand new single, Holiday. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Well, you know, in the 2 years, I thought, well, I can't just sit here on the couch in my sweats watching Netflix all day.
That's so what I was
thought
doing.
I think we all. I mean, it was kind of fun to begin with, wasn't it?
Yes,
and then
it was.
Sort of getting our heads around delivery companies and how fun that was.
Yeah.
And it's almost like we could break every rule.
Oh,
you know, just slob around, not get your hair cut or dyed or anything, and just sort
stay in bed in the mornings.
Yeah, exactly. Have a lie-in. And then I thought, okay, you know, at some point when this is over, I'm going to have to get back out there.
Yeah.
The reasoning behind writing Holiday is I wanted something that was feel good and a good song to come back with that would be an icebreaker for me, really. I wanted something that was easy, accessible, easy to sing along to, that had a nice, fun chorus. But, you know, I dug in a little bit deeper in the verses. There's some cheeky lyrics in there, which are sort of a testament to where we are now, without it being sort of blatantly, politically correct and stuck in your face. There's just a few little hidden messages in there.
I like that. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Oh, well, that's good. I kind of like songs where there's a deeper meaning that's embedded. I mean, you think of Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, which most Americans sing. They sing their hearts out because they think it's an anthem for how the greatness of America.
Yeah.
But embedded in that is
political.
Bruce,
meaning.
He paints a pretty dreary picture, actually. And so what people weren't really picking up on was that there was a deeper meaning behind Born in the USA. So I just thought it would be fun to write a song that had that flavor, something really easy to sing along to. And so far it has worked. I think people, they relate to it, and I think that they think they know it from something else. So
it was either
a brilliant steal of something, I hope not, or just landed on something that can kind of resonate with people.
I love it. I love it. And you're playing at Alexander's Live on Saturday, the 4th of June. What can the audience expect from your set?
Well, you know, the thing about Alexander's is that they've been mostly known as a comedy club.
Yeah.
And so they're branching out, and it's a little bit of an experiment, and they put some 80s acts on.
Yeah.
I think I may be possibly the first one, so I'm going to be Katrina and the Guinea Pigs on the night of June the 4th. But, I mean, I think there's nothing like seeing a live band.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There just aren't that many places where you can get up close and personal. Alexander's is a fantastic venue. We will have a little local support band called Cosmic Mother.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're called Cosmic Mother. They're opening for us. So we're just hoping it's going to be just a really cool night. Things kick off at about 9 o'clock. I know that it's going to be a gorgeous evening.
Yes.
And
advance.
I know British audiences, rain or shine.
Yes.
You know, y'all
exactly.
are going to be there.
Exactly.
We're going to obviously be playing Walking on Sunshine, Sun Street,
amazing.
Love Shine a Light, which was the song the Eurovision song. I'll be playing Holiday.
Amazing.
Some great 80s songs, some of my favorite 80s songs.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, just generally a really good night, nothing too challenging. I hope everybody's just going to come
have a good
bring
dance.
Their party heads and just have fun.
Yeah.
You know, just come on, let's get back out there. It's summer now, and I have the most incredible band.
Brilliant.
There are just four of us, but we make a hell of a sound.
I love it.
And we are a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
You know, there's no holding back and there's no dreary ballads, so come and expect to have a fantastic time.
Amazing. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Katrina. Keep blessing us with your music. Chester welcomes you on the 4th, and it's been really good chatting to you.
Thank you so much, Ruth. I hope to see you there on the evening. And if you are there, you got to come backstage and have a beer. Or have
a drink most
with
definitely.
Us.
I'm up for that. I'm there already.
Okay, well, bring all your friends and tell everybody to come. It's going to be a great night.
Will do.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you.
That was Katrina there from Katrina and the Waves. And I can't go without playing a hit song, can I? Here's Walking on Sunshine. Enjoy.
my goodness, you cannot help but feel happy when you hear that song, can you? And if you want to hear and see Katrina in the flesh, then make sure you book your tickets for her gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court next Saturday, the 4th of June, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. And here's another treat for you. Here's her new single. It's called Holiday. It's a good one.
Every day's a
banger. That was Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, a new single, Holiday. And if you want to see and hear her in the flesh, then you need to get your tickets quickly. She's playing down Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 4th of June, and you need to head over to alexanderslive.com. You are in for an absolute treat, and you'll definitely be dancing. That's all I'm saying.